This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm there with Krampus. Krampus, Krampus Scrooge. And we're in the pipe waiting to jump out. So Santa, of course, comes through the chimney. Krampus comes up through the toilet.
Through the toilet pipe, yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Not unlike the Ghoulies, often discussed Ghoulies 2.
I said that, and he was like, who?
And Krampus like, doesn't know the Ghoulies.
You know.
You have to learn your history, folks.
We ran into Ghoulies coming, trying to come down through the pipe
from wrong
as we're coming
the wrong
up.
Toilet or
no, they're just done.
They were done in there.
They had
so
just,
why? What's the point? Of you even
they
going?
Had just finished. I know. So first we have to be like, okay, who are you going to back up?
Yeah.
Or are we, like, we're not, we get past each other and it's like a toilet
it's
pipe.
It's really tight.
Even just me being in there, I have broad shoulders.
Well, in the Krampus, I'm not telling tales out of school, he's put on a little weight.
Yes, and so.
The Krampus has gained some weight. I'm not trying to be impolite. I mean, is that, you know, not disparaging, it's not good yes. or bad.
And so the Ghoulies are like, well, we're much closer to the far end of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to be like, he can't go backwards.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's one way.
He is not going to be able to go back.
No, he gets stuck, man.
They're like, okay. So they have to go all the way back
all
up.
All the way back up and out, let you out, get back in.
Yes, and by the way, any residual scaring that would have happened is they're now coming back up a second time.
No, no kidding. Backing out, being like, sorry, 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 we'll be out of your hair in a second. And it really takes the sting out of what could have been a very frightening Christmas Eve.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
What's up, Hollywood Handbook?
The Christmas show.
It's the Christmas one. We're doing it. Finally.
It's a little early, maybe. Depends on when this comes out. We got a lot of stuff to do.
Comes out when it comes out. Of Jesus, Hayes.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
No, I know we like undercut our own show.
That's what I'm saying to them.
But it just comes out when it comes out. Whenever it comes out, that's the right time for it to come out.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever joke I'm doing, that's the right joke to do. This is all.
Me too.
Sacred geometry. Okay, there's a rhythm to the planets.
Okay, because that's
the delicate
what I
ballet
saying.
Of the galaxy.
We first of all, Sean texted on the way here that he was gonna be a little late.
Yeah,
and Kevin just wrote okay, which I thought was rude.
And I pull in, and who do I see just getting here? Hayes, man.
Yeah,
and
it was fine with me,
and it made me wonder. Why am I ever here on time? Why do I do it to myself?
And so apparently, I think to make up for the rudeness, Kevin very quickly put together some gifts.
He slapped together
Sean
some
Distant
kind of
is
fucking
here.
Bet.
Hey, what's up?
Sean Distant. Hey, I'm sorry you have to see us get presents in front of you.
No problem at all. I was not given one. I was here 15 minutes early with Kevin, did not get a gift.
15 minutes early. That's good. I should have done that.
Why, though? Why would you do that?
The card comes out. Happy holidays from Earwolf. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, here we go.
It looks like, okay.
Happy holidays from Earwolf, and it's a form letter, basically.
Everyone here at Earwolf wanted to thank you for all of your hard work in 2019.
Hang on, let me read mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, very extremely personalized. Everyone here at Earwolf wanted to thank you for all of your hard work in 2019.
Actually, sorry, I'm going to do it in...
cut and paste.
In the way it was written. Dear A's. Everyone here at Airwolf wanted to thank you for all of your hard work in 2019. Hollywood Handbook was downloaded more than 22 million times this year. Your most popular
I think you're missing a period.
Oh, sorry. 2.2 million times. Your most popular episode was Andy Daly with over 63,000 listens. We're so happy to have you on our team and look forward to 2020. Love, Earwolf, and Chef Kevin.
Very personal.
Plugging in the Chef Kevin there makes me know these guys get me.
2.2 million. Boy.
2.2. Could have been 22.
That's impact.
And do they get
that's
you a,
clout.
Did they get you a gift that's like very personal? It's something you guys talk
Sean Dustin,
about.
Sean, are you chasing clout?
I'm chasing
by coming on the
talk
show.
Talk about these clout chasers.
I am chasing clout.
Talk a
about
little
these
bit.
People that are just out here for clout and me and just got by accident.
I want to talk about.
Okay. And I will reveal this gift while you talk about that.
I want to talk about this Vulture article that mentions this episode.
Which one? Oh.
Ah.
What is it? The Masked Engineer?
Masked Engineer.
No mention at all
I
of your homeboy.
I stand a salty king.
No mention
what
at
I
all.
What doing to you?
None.
The main guest.
The main guest. I added so
oh
much
my
to that
God.
Episode.
Where did they get this? Where did they get this? Oh, my God. How did they? I've been looking for this. It's an Earwolf hat. Oh, wow.
How did they know?
And it's the style of hat that makes you look like an eight-year-old boy. It's got no structure to it. And this sort of pulley strap thing in the back. Oh, my God. Where did they? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
This is going to be a perfect fit for half of my head.
You guys, stop. Kevin, stop. Are you serious?
I can't wait
stop.
To choose which hemisphere
really
of my head
no.
to put this on.
Oh, my God. It looks almost new. Wow. There's only some fucking shit on it. Dude. You guys.
Happy holidays.
This is really special.
Don't. Oh, no. That's crazy. No. I was asking. I mean, I was on the phone with my parents. Being like, hey, I know we don't always, you know, we
and
haven't exchanged
said,
gifts in a little
and
while.
They're saying, like, oh,
if
it's kind of been a rough
find,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, if you find, and it's a
what
million
else is in
the,
is
to
there
one
a,
shot, if you could find an Earwolf hat.
Wow.
Is this a to-do list also?
Just there like is a, an Earwolf yeah. to-do list.
Which is just like a pad of paper.
It's yeah, a pad of paper, and it says to-do list.
And it is lined with boxes. It's very useful. You can only use it for a to-do list.
Item one says, find a new network. And it's checked off for me.
Interesting.
But I feel like there's a stamp on the back of mine that says unsold merch prototype. And some socks.
Did everyone get the same gifts, Kevin, or did other podcasts get better gifts? No?
Well, these are everyone very the personalized.
Same. Okay. So you handed this hat to Conan? You gave Conan an old dusty Earwolf hat. That's cool.
Fits you perfectly.
Yeah, it fits you very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's repping pretty hard.
I am pumped about the Pop Sockets phone grip and stand. I'm not going to lie to you.
My last
I've been
one.
Did you not
one
have
these.
One?
My
no,
last one
I
fell
don't.
Off.
I've been wanting
this is good. You can watch TV.
My last Pop Socket fell off. Ooh, I needed that.
Ooh, I needed that.
It's really like Christmas morning in here right now. You yeah. both are playing with your toys like little children.
And unfortunately, Sean Diston is always our guest on episodes where the guest is not allowed to talk.
Yeah, I basically just, which
just
is good. I actually think
us.
It's
yeah.
good. I think it's good.
This is going to be tough in next year's Vulture Best Ofs.
I'm not a
the
great.
The joy was infectious. It's Sean and Hayes.
And others
and
laughed
others.
At
Episode yeah. of the year, the Christmas gift unboxing. And Brett found a keychain on the ground. He said, don't forget this.
Well, yeah, you can add that to your keychain. That'll be great. You'll wow. always know where you work.
Pop Sockets. Anybody done that yet?
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
It's like Hot Fuck, Pockets.
No, no shit. Aaron Earwolf did that for me.
Wow, this is going to be the most branded photo for this show ever, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You can put the socks on.
I'm
your
blinged
hands.
Out.
You're blinged out. Oh,
I got so much Earwolf bling. There's a reason the frigging colors of Earwolf is frigging gold, baby. Have you guys thought about doing a black and yellow remix that's just about the podcast?
Kevin, answer.
We have now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Jordan is here. Hello.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Brett is here. I saw Jordan at the Christmas party. Did not see Brett.
He was there.
I was there.
You were there?
Yeah.
Brett was there.
I don't know how to take Brett for a while.
Yeah.
I was rapping with Brett, man.
I am not a good guest on this show.
The Earwolf holiday party?
Well, I just feel like, you know, when I come on the show, we're either talking to Kevin or we're talking to Jordan.
It's only
you're
in
great.
These episodes.
You're great.
True. We never bring them in otherwise.
I think it's just when I'm coming in. Yeah. I feel like we get other people in. We get Brett in with the guitar. Yeah. Lots of bells and whistles.
Well, we were being so funny before the show.
We were.
Did you get any of that, Jordan?
Yeah.
Let's edit
Which
some
part?
Of that into now.
Yeah. Might want to stick that in.
You might want to stick that in.
Okay,
as
so
soon as
beep,
the
there's a little break, and then we'll get some of us
we'll get some
rapping.
Of that chopping it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we only have to do probably like 5 more minutes.
I think so.
At yeah. this point.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
But Hayes is the one who wanted to talk to Brett, and he said before we came in, he said, hey, if we can get Brett in there, I'm probably not going to talk to Sean at all.
No, yeah, that's good, though.
Good
I understand.
To just have a Brett.
I understand.
To, like, you know, just pull the ripcord.
Which holiday party did you not see me at?
Oh, I did see you at one. Yeah. At Scott's.
I was worried you forgot about that.
No, I saw you at that one, but I was talking about the Earwolf holiday party. If you notice, I'm wearing a hat that says Earwolf.
Got him yeah. on topic right now.
Sean, we brought you here for a big reason. You are sort of known mm-hmm. as Mr. Merry Man,
mm-hmm.
and you have
I'm known for my merriment,
holiday spirit.
I got holiday cheer. Everyone knows me as the Christmas guy. I'm known all over the town as the Christmas guy.
You're the anti-Grinch.
I'm the anti-Grinch.
When the Grinch sees you coming, he goes, uh-oh, let's cheese it, fellas.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am. I'm not known as someone who thinks that Christmas is a pagan holiday, and yeah, so that's not me.
Yeah, well, and that's good. That's perfect for this, because basically, we need more money.
You guys need more money.
We gotta cash in. We need some stinky cheese, and what you're gonna do when you need the money is make the Christmas album.
That's a great idea. Do you guys know about Mariah Carey's Christmas show in Vegas right now? That's a cash out.
I do, but tell Hayes.
She's doing a Christmas show in Vegas where she's lip syncing all of her songs and making a ton of money.
Oh, wow. Yes. When that'll be us in a few years after we release this official Hollywood Handbook Christmas album, which we'll record now spontaneously. Yes.
And then every year after this, we can just lip sync the songs
never sing
on
them again.
The podcast. Yeah. And really, in that case, don't have to come in. And we can just be like, okay, here we go. Yeah. We're about to lip sync the songs. We don't have to do it.
Let's call
no one
in.
Sees you lip-sync.
No one can see.
I'll call the studio and put my phone on mute and lip sync.
That'll be cute.
Yeah.
It is true. Like, Christmas is a pagan holiday. So, like, I know
Thank
you don't
you.
Say that.
I
know,
but, so
like, it is, like, the tree
the head,
was actually,
the
like,
ornaments
a ritualistic,
are,
like, they used to gore the villagers.
Yeah. And the ornaments are actually heads of, like,
that was actually the heads.
That's actually the heads and the lights. The lights are the blood.
Oh, yes. The lights are the blood. The tinsel's, like, the fucking cum.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's kind of crazy. That's kind of the
thing. Star is like dude's dick.
Is that where we should start? Should we start with like reality Christmas, like really sort of breaking the bubble of what everyone thinks?
No, I don't think we need to do that this time.
You think that's bad?
When we go hard on pagan shit, I'm happier than a pagan shit.
Okay.
I think people can just know that we could at any time blow this thing wide open.
Just,
and so just like if everyone is well behaved,
tread lightly, bitch.
They can have Christmas.
But if not, I will shut this shit down.
You like Christmas, bitch?
Yeah.
Then be on your best behavior and just start singing the songs that we're gonna make for you.
And we do have to make this money today. Yeah, and so we have to do new Christmas songs.
Well,
Brett, don't do that. Don't do the like
the little intro. Right. Like, oh, we got a link coming.
Come on, it's too early.
Like, I thought it was just a nice like exclamation point
before the show. Before the show, Sean whispered in my ear what the premise of the show was, and Brett burst in with a guitar, and he was like, "Can I be on the show, please? Can I play the guitar?"
I have I have moles in the studio. Okay. They let me know what's going on.
And, yeah. And
sentence could just
hips.
End after moles.
One time, Brett was wearing these low-rise jeans, and I noticed he has a lot of moles on his hips.
His moles don't lie.
Yeah, I had like a midriff.
He sings hips don't lie, but in his case, it means that his jeans don't lie flat on his hips because the moles are sort of pushing the bulbous.
Are they growing? Have you noticed any growth on them?
I don't think there's any room for them to grow.
So it's just
I think they're at
cancer.
Capacity. Well, I wouldn't say that. Okay. I mean,
this is the type of shit we get into when I'm on the show.
Dude, just Brett's moles, hip moles. Well, look, let's get into some music.
Let's get into some songs.
Nothing's more important than health.
That's so, true.
First, let's plan it. Yeah. Measure twice, cut once. How many songs do you think we need for a Christmas album?
That's a great question. We usually
17.
27. Whoa. 27 songs.
This is more than I was thinking.
Okay, let's
do it. That's crazy.
And Brett's got a heart out.
We can also take the poster for 27 dresses and cross it out and write
27 songs.
27 songs. Then he had a poster. Songs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad.
We still say Katherine Heigl's in it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have one idea.
Okay.
And I just throw it out there, and maybe it gives you guys an idea. Hollywood is Hollywood Handbook. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people call it Tinseltown.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas. A lot of people call it Tinseltime.
Yeah. I see where you're going.
Is it Tinseltime and Tinseltown?
And Holly is Christmas too.
And Holly is
something we could do there.
That's
Tinsel
two.
Time and yeah, that's
should that be its own song or are we gonna?
We have to 27.
Yeah, we should make a separate song.
So Tinsel Time and Tinseltown and Holly Time in Hollywood could maybe both be tracks.
Matt, I think that's good.
Matt, we have to do Matt Apodaca.
Where is he?
Sneaks into the control room.
Matt Pterodactyl.
There he is.
We have to do 27 songs, so either get the fuck out or
contribute.
Or actually or
start
help.
Start fucking
do
riffing.
Something.
Do you need help?
Bring some
for
fucking
real?
Weezer lyrics in here. Actually,
do we do
no,
a
no,
Weezer
don't.
One?
We should do a Weezer one for sure. We should do Say It Ain't Snow.
Okay, so that's three ideas. Say It Ain't Snow.
I like that.
Say It Ain't Snow.
Jordan likes
say
it.
Say It Ain't Snow.
So Jordan's going to be singing Say It Ain't Snow.
By Evan Weezer Scrooge.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay, so somebody take these down. We have
Tinseltime
and Tinseltown.
Uh-huh.
We have
Holly Time and Hollywood.
Holly Time and Hollywood. We have Say It Ain't Snow.
Say It Ain't
so
Snow.
That's three.
That's
so let's
three.
Let's
we're
bang those out. Guys. Let's bang those out
let's
right now.
Let's lay those down.
So start, yeah.
Which one's this, Brett?
See.
The decorating the friggin' tree. Oh man, it starts with a T. It's fucking tinsel, bitch. And it's sparkly as all get out. Here in Tinseltown, we're putting up the lights and we're lighting the candles. I got more gifts than my butt can handle. Bitch, get off my Christmas lawn. I'll kick your ass if my name is Sean. Tinsel time in Tinseltown.
Get the title in there.
Fitting in stuff about movies and celebrities. Clint Eastwood directed Richard Jewell. Tinseltown. The best movie I've seen in 20 years. Tinseltime in Tinseltown. Gonna be December 26th when I take it down. No way I'm not gonna do it earlier, cause that's not why I put the tinsel up. I put it up to celebrate Christmas, which happens on the 25th. And Clint Eastwood, it's a great movie that he made about the Atlanta Olympic bombing and a falsely accused white hero.
Tinseltown. Tinseltown. Okay, that was pretty
that
good.
That was good. It's too long.
A little too long.
Too long because we have to do 27. And I apologize. I shouldn't have done a second verse.
You know,
one verse each.
I loved it.
I thought we had to get in something about.
You were right.
Like
we did.
You
were right.
You know, eventually.
I shouldn't have done a second verse. One verse each. That's the rule from now on. Everybody gets one verse.
Just on premise. Make sure you get something in on the premise in the first round because you only get one round. So that's
so
that's
we can do all the time in Hollywood. It can be the same, but really short.
Okay, really short.
The same.
Okay, good.
It's Holly time in Hollywood. Richard Jewell was really good.
It's Holly time in. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's actually better. Okay.
Save it. Save
it. Okay, good.
It's like ringtones.
Okay, so Say It Ain't Snow.
Say It Ain't Snow. This is Jordan's.
Here we go, Jordan.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody's Christmas is in my icebox. Wait a minute, is that just frost? No, I think it's snow. All right, that's it. That's good.
Uh-huh. Oh, wait, but let's do the bridge.
Okay, we gotta get to the bridge.
Let's do the bridge.
But let's do the bridge.
All right.
Dear Santa.
Yeah.
Dear Santa, I'll write you. In spite of years of silence, you haven't brought my toys, so I treat you with violence. I'll beat up your beard off. You are a fucking jerk off. I think you suck, Santa. I hope you read this in a hole.
You guys do that part.
It looks like we had to do that part.
Let us have it.
I see you doing it.
That wasn't it.
You were late.
That's kind of it.
All right, that's pretty good.
That's kind of it.
Right. That was, I got there. Sing the title of the song.
Say It Ain't Snow.
Can I sing a song about Christmas snacks?
Of course.
Do you know the Home Alone? Dun, 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 dun.
Is that, that's Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You just got fucking roasted. It's Game of Thrones, dude.
The Home Alone theme. Dun, 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 dun.
The Home Alone theme.
Is it John Williams?
Yeah, you don't even know. You don't. How many? You know no John Williams?
No.
Okay.
Something like that?
Yeah, start over. Christmas Cheerios, Christmas Cheerios, I can't wait to eat my snack. Christmas Cheerios, Christmas Cheerios, give me them in a plastic bag. Christmas Cheerios, Christmas Cheerios, I'm so glad my Cheerios are back. Look at me eat them, look at me eat them, one at a time.
Great.
That's it.
That's good.
That's good.
Christmas, so that's that one's called, that one's called Christmas Snack.
Can I do one about Baby Yoda in the manger?
You guys are asking me permission now to
do it.
You can just do whatever you want.
Can I? Brett, can I?
Yeah.
Okay, do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
It's in a manger, so it's slower.
Slow. Mm-hmm. The key of man. Okay.
Oh, God. Yeah. Jesus, y'all. But what if Jesus was Yoda? What if Jesus was Yoda? When he walked on water, he was using the Force. When he made water, I mean wine out of water, he was also using the Force. What if Jesus was Yoda?
What if Jesus was Yoda?
What if Jesus was Yoda?
What
really
Jesus
think about that shit.
Yoda.
It could happen.
Put it in your brain. What if Baby Yoda died for our sins?
What if he did?
I don't hear much thinking about it over there.
Tap your forehead. Really ponder this question. All right, this song's too long. It's
okay. Way too long. Way Brett. Too long. No one to stop, please.
Okay, Brett. All right. Yeah. I'd like to do an erotic song for Christmas. I think we have to have one really sexy
yeah.
one.
Yeah, we do for sure.
Yeah, so give me something that's sexy.
I thought that was pretty sexy.
This yeah. is a different kind of sexy. Okay. And maybe it's a little more playful.
Yeah.
Okay, playful and sexy. It's really hard to be put on the spot to come up with sexy, you know.
Yeah,
well, I guess try writing the lyrics and singing them.
There's nothing tougher than finding the right stocking stuffer. But I got an idea, don't need no fluffer. For this rock hard stock and stuffer that I jam in your ear.
That's right.
Ear sex on Christmas Day. I'm about to blast away. I got a little misshapen wiener and I put it in your ear. Or maybe right behind. Hold my beer, I'm about to go off air rap about having sex with a part of the head that people usually don't think of as erotic, but for me it's something that's a little exotic. And hang on, here we go, I'm done.
Great, that was pretty good. But I think Brett also,
you turned on
a little too long. And I would say, Brett, when we do like a verse, just lead us, slow us down and lead us in for the landing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, thank you.
End it quickly, Brett.
You're okay. My Sully.
Yeah.
When I was, if I finished a verse, I'm man,
falsely
burst.
Land this blade. Also falsely accused. Like Richard Jewell.
A lot of falsely accused.
Also the mule
people.
Falsely accused. Play another song.
I walked downstairs and looked under the tree. Santa had granted a wish for me. He had canceled freedom forever. Stitcher Premium was forced to raise their offer to my show, the only one that people would now listen to. And I was offered a raise at Earwolf for the first time in my life. I went to Colin Anderson and asked him to be my wife. We flew.
Land the plane, Brett.
Thank you, Brett. Wow. Jesus.
Jesus.
I mean, can't.
It's like you're telling me to land a plane.
I know, but you made me
going.
Go far enough to marry Colin Anderson. I want to get
marry him. That's a different song. That could have been a whole other song.
Yeah. That's in the album now. We have to sing that every
okay,
year.
Okay, well, I guess Colin and Hayes' Christmas Wedding should be a song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like that should be really upbeat, yeah. Mm.
The priest and the people are in the seats and everybody's ready to celebrate love. Hayes is here and Colin is here and there goes flying a pretty white dove. Oh my, it's Hayes and Colin's Christmas wedding. This is one I won't be forgetting.
All right, Brett, that was actually pretty good.
Stuck the landing.
Stuck the landing
yes,
there, Brett.
Perfect. How many is that?
That's eight.
Eight. Okay. So we got 19 Shit. More.
Kevin shows me the back of his hands. Raises four fingers on
okay,
each hand.
I gotta
hand.
Go pretty soon.
Okay.
Is that one? I gotta go pretty soon. It's Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey there, kids. This is Uncle Brett. And, hey, shut up. Uncle Brett's gotta get the fuck out of here, cause it's Christmas, baby. Woo! Uncle Brett's gotta go, it's Christmas. Uncle Brett gotta go, it's Christmas. Uncle Brett's gotta go, it's Christmas. Uncle Brett's gotta go, you're a little bitch. Now I am Uncle Brett and I got to leave, I'm playing guitar. And everybody knows when I leave I ain't going far. I'm an engineer with a minute and I have a house on a hill. Please end this song, Brett. What the fuck are you doing? Brett.
Oh, Brett.
I was good. Done. I was very done.
We're only good. One third of the way finished.
So we got nine?
Yeah.
We got nine and we need to do 18.
Should we just remix the other
Kevin,
ones?
Kevin, what's your favorite Christmas tradition to have?
Opening presents?
Okay.
We kind of opened one. It was the gift of kids, like freedom.
It's kind
freedom.
Of old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, we can try it.
On the roof?
On the roof?
Opening presents on the roof?
Kevin's walking up the stairs to the roof. All his presents are laid out on the roof. He opens one. It's milk. Yes. He opens another. It's bread. Yes. He opens a third. It's a bicycle.
All right.
That's okay, good. Jordan, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Playing games.
Playing games.
You got a lively bunch in here.
On the roof.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Jordan's on the roof for Christmas games. No, they're not reindeer games. No, these games don't have any names. They're just called games. Don't be lame. Jordan's up there and she's playing tag, but she doesn't call it tag. She calls it shove. She shoves her buddy and he falls off the roof. And there's a lot of blood.
The fight was Kevin.
Whoa.
She put the presents on the roof.
That's pretty funny.
So
fucked
that
up.
Was a time to continue because there was a whole narrative building connecting the two
we
songs.
Sort of made the other song
how
better.
Jordan built a trap for Kevin to shove him off the roof. And that's what she considers games.
Brett, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Eating chestnuts.
Eating chestnuts.
Okay. All right.
Love those chestnuts.
Okay,
hot
start
chestnuts.
Playing it.
Cool.
Okay.
Yummy.
Slurp, yeah, give me more. Slurp.
What are all these white people eating?
What's a chestnut? I don't know what a chestnut is. What is a chestnut? Is it honestly a nut, or is it, what is a chestnut?
Well, a chestnut is a white people delicacy. We have it every Christmas time. We eat them raw with a knife and fork, and then we go to the hospital.
Okay.
Chestnuts so good.
Okay, great.
So that's good.
That's good. What's a chestnut?
Let's
see.
See what else
is Matt still in here?
What's your favorite Christmas tradition, Matt?
I like to take a nice little like Christmas nap.
Okay.
Christmas nap.
It's the part of Christmas where I fall asleep and people can decorate me like a tree. I am Matt and I listen to Weezer.
That was okay.
Yeah, that was good.
That was good.
How many are we at?
What are they, 11, 12?
13.
Wow.
Lucky 13.
Kevin, you have to do one song. Then just let everyone, like, just take
just
a,
walk
just a quick break.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Chef Kevin, and I'm going to take you on a little ride. You ever go to the party and you're a little hairier than you're supposed to be?
What?
Well, just keep in mind, you got to trim that tree. Okay. Trim it up. Trim it up. Trim it up the tree's your beard.
Trim the tree. Trim the tree. Trim the tree. Trim it up.
Trees your beard.
Trim the tree. Trim the tree.
All right. That was really good.
Yeah.
The tree was his beard.
Okay.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
All right, that was 14.
Should we do like a PSA God. One about safe sleigh driving?
Yes, yeah. That's good. Yes.
Safe sleigh driving.
Ho, ho, ho. I'm out of here, guys. Great time at the bar. I'm feeling great. I'm gonna get my ass out of here.
Now hold on a second, Santa. You had one too many eggnogs to fly that sleigh without one of these night vision goggles.
Oh, Oh, great. I just put them on. It hinders my peripheral vision a little bit, but I can see everything clear as day.
That's okay, Santa. You only need to see straight in front of you when you're driving. The car doesn't go sideways.
And honestly, the reindeer are driving. I'm just sort of hanging around.
Alright, so you give me a song?
Is that, yeah, is that a song?
A PSA?
That, I mean, it's a skit.
It's a track.
It's a track.
It's sure. Definitely a track like, on the album.
I would say that like wasn't landing. That was crashing the plane. Landing.
Yeah.
Could we do some like skits, sort of like a rap album where they like slow
yeah,
down
we have to do one skit.
Let's do a skit.
Yeah.
Alright, motherfucking elves, what the fuck is going on down here? Y'all making the motherfucking gifts or what?
Yeah, get off my fucking back, ass hash.
Wait, who just said that? Which one of you elves just said that?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles? And when keeping it real goes wrong.
That'll work. We could just do a couple of those.
Later we'll do another one. Keep it real goes wrong.
That's good.
It didn't really go wrong yet, but
it did a little.
You got nervous.
You hate feeling nervous like that. Come on.
That's going wrong for sure.
That's pretty bad.
Matt song. Hey.
Song me, baby.
Oh, no. Here we go.
We can do another Weezer song. Yeah, I know you were sad you didn't get to help out on Say It Ain't Snow.
I was chomping at the bit.
My name is Snowness.
My name is Snowness is good.
That's okay. Great. My name
I
is
can
Snowness.
Do my name is Snowness. Can you is that you can do that, Brett?
I'm burying
yeah,
the
how
world.
It goes.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. Something like that.
Something like that. It's like boom.
No, go ahead.
My name is Snowness. You can't tell by how I'm.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, that's landslide.
Yeah. Oh.
I think it works.
My name is Snowness. I'm carrying the toys. Thanks for all your wishes. All you little girls and boys.
Keep going.
Yes.
Come sit next to a tree. Pour yourself some cocoa. Thank you. Oh, yeah, Santa Claus is here too. And so is Mrs. Claus. And there are lots of elves. Frosty the Snowman is your neighbor. The trees are going as they planned. The Legos are under there too. I want a brand new bike. It's my favorite time of year. The elves are going home. The elves are going home. Yeah.
They gotta stop that.
I've never been more sure that someone has a full-blown boner right now. That was the greatest thing to ever happen to Matt Apodaca in his entire life.
That the show, you know, it's too late to put the toothpaste back in the tube on the Weezer show, but it must be bittersweet seeing what could have been.
It could have been this.
Better.
Later, you could do a bunch of the Ugly Sweater song.
Okay.
What else?
How about just a mistletoe song?
Yeah.
Hey, or give me a beat. I got it.
Just a beat?
Yeah. Give me a tune. Mistletoe, more like kistletoe. They call it mistletoe. Why not kistletoe? You're kissing so, we call it kissing so. It's called kistletoe, but they call it mistletoe.
Kistletoe, more like kissle lips. You kiss their lips, you don't kiss their toe. It should be called kissle lips. Change the name of the plant.
Mistletoe, it should be bullet toe. Mistletoe should be bullet toe. Is it a missile? Hell no, it's a bullet. Yes, it is. When I kiss you on your mouth,
That one could be three songs. I think if you separate it well, and then
you and like you sort your of kisses go, being like bullets.
Kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how you always say you always have one kiss in the chamber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Such an interesting approach.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, how many songs? What's that, Kevin?
18.
We're getting there. Wow. We're getting close. There.
Only
we're
nine really more. Close. Two-thirds of the
should
way
we,
done.
Should we do a When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong?
I think we have to wait a little more. I think it's only been three
go
songs.
Go to that well pretty
well, you
quick.
Had the ugly sweater idea.
The ugly sweater song is an idea for Matt, which we also need a little more separation for the third Weezer song.
Yes. That's a, all right.
Is there another band we want to tackle if we're doing Weezer songs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we could do...
How about some 311? Do you,
there's
you got
311.
That
there's an All-American Rejects.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do you know Swing Swing?
Oh, by Sixpence None the Richer?
No. The Milky Twilight?
By All American Rejects.
Oh, no.
Be like, ring, ring goes the Christmas bell.
Yes, that's good.
Okay.
Just cause,
well, that's
we do acapella version.
Yeah, here we go.
Go.
Pentatonics.
I don't know the beginning of the song, but I can do the chorus.
This is all in it.
Ring, ring goes the Christmas bells, my heart. I see doves in the air. I'm by a manger. I am losing my voice. It's super great. I really don't want to celebrate this holiday. But I guess I will celebrate with my family. Ring.
Everybody dance.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Brent, for that.
That was, that was nice.
That was a sample.
That was a good sample. That was good. Let's see.
What else happens on Christmas?
What about
how about Christmas cleanup, huh?
Yeah.
We gotta talk about it.
Christmas cleanup. Well, it ain't the fun part. You gotta get the tree, you gotta take it apart. You gotta put the shit back and take it to the street. You gotta call the fucking guy and have him bring the big thing. Christmas cleanup, man, you gotta throw the wrapping paper out. Man, you gotta recycle the wrapping paper too. Man, you gotta do everything you don't wanna do. It's the ugly side of Christmas, it's the cleanup.
That's very good. That's pretty good.
It's very, like, a frank portrayal of what it's... That's what it really is like.
Hell yeah.
It's honest.
It's kind of like rap. It's telling the real story.
Christmas dinner.
Yeah, we could do this.
We got to do Christmas dinner.
We got to talk about the food.
Yeah,
we got to talk about the goose. We got to talk about the goose. There's the other stuff.
The goose.
Let's do it.
Upon my table, I see some jam on that side. I dip the goose in the jam. I take a big scoop with the goose. I ladle the jam into my mouth.
Wow, that's nice. Good. That's pretty good.
That's nice.
That was nice. Yeah, we could still do, there's more food, right?
Yeah, we could do Christmas dinner part two.
Okay, two dinner ones. And Christmas dessert as well.
Yeah. We should do dinner rolls, probably. It's a classic Christmas dinner rolls.
So do it.
Give me that dinner roll. I want that dinner roll. Give me that dinner roll. I'll eat 13. I'm a little fat boy and I love to eat bread. I wanna put those dinner rolls in my head. I will eat the butter and the jam off the dinner rolls.
The dinner rolls.
Jordan always backing me up with the dinner rolls.
The jam I like was good.
It's kind of thrown in there. Now jam's in there.
So then if I'm doing Christmas dinner, I think maybe I have an idea for what it could be.
All right, here
for
we go.
Which one?
For dessert.
Christmas dessert. Here we go.
Jam dessert! Jam dessert! Oh, man, it's more than I deserve. Jam dessert! Jam dessert! Oh, man, it's even...
even better than the hors d'oeuvre I had, which was jam, and the dinner which I had was ham with jam. Oh yeah, here comes the dessert. Oh yeah, it's fucking jam, jam, jam.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Okay, now I think we can do the ugly sweater song.
Right, here we go, Appa Slappa.
What's going on with you?
It's Christmas.
Hey, man.
Do you guys love Christmas?
You guys don't even know.
We can all have fun.
You heard that podcast about
who's going to sell?
Look at all the presents and shit.
Yeah, I know. I was just over there.
I'm me. Maybe Santa. That's me. Can't you see I'm a real fun guy? If you want to enjoy my sweater, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's got stripes and zigzags.
And zigzags!
And some weird pattern, it's on my body.
Love it, love it!
It's my Christmas sweater. It's got...
Yeah. That was incredible, man.
Yeah, it fell apart at one point, but it did. But it was like working, it worked.
When it worked, it worked.
Yeah, it's sort of a metaphor,
yeah. Yeah. All right, so let's do When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
Okay, we can do another
when Keeping It Real goes
Wrong. Yes, do it.
Okay.
All right, everyone, it's me, Mrs. Claus. Get everyone ready. We're making cookies, elves. Elves, are you ready to help me make cookies?
Man, your cookies taste like crust.
Whoa, who said that? Which one of you elves said that?
It was Sprinkles.
And that's when Keeping It Real goes wrong.
All right, that's good.
Oh, gosh. He's like, he knows better than this.
He knows, but he says Sprinkles either way.
Fucking yeah. Sprinkles, then he's got to explain.
How many left, Kevin?
Two left.
Two left? Okay, Brett, you can actually do a solo Brett song.
Here we go.
Oh, wait, you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
How about just instrumental?
Break? Yeah, a nice instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
That could be really nice.
I lost my pick as soon as you asked me that.
Instrumental break, instrumental break.
It's the second to last song is an instrumental break.
Right at the edge of finishing the album and we totally gassed out. Instrumental break.
Do you ever need a break that's instrumental? This is one of those breaks, man.
That's good.
One thing we could do in honor of the Earwolf Christmas party is really eat Josh's lunch. Everyone loved his rendition of Basket Case by Green Day. Maybe we do our own version of it that's even more iconic.
Yes. And actually, like, and requires like creativity Christmas and case. You have to make new lyrics and it's called Christmas Case.
Okay.
That's American Idiot.
Which one no, is it's case? Do you have the time? Have a tree to put my gifts under. I brought these gifts, I don't know where to put them. I am one of those mistletoe guys. Erotic to the core, no doubt about it.
I got these gifts upstairs and I am wrapping up. I am something and I'm
Christmas
also
Christmas Case.
There we are. We're back.
Okay, right now I think Josh is still ahead, but we have one more verse to try.
I really brought you guys down.
No, it was all of us to try and pull this one out. So let's start from the beginning and let's do another verse.
Two, three, four.
Do you have a tree to put these gifts under? I brought these gifts, I don't know where to put them.
I am one of those, the Christmas Santa Claus. I'm eating Christmas goose and I'm about it.
The gifts keep wrapping up.
Okay.
And I am clapping up.
I think keep going. We do have to pull this one out. I'm not sure your verse is actually what comes next in the song.
Is it not?
Right about that?
We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know.
Maybe we switch. I'll start this. I'll start next time and we'll do a different order.
Yeah.
Let's try that. Okay.
Okay.
No, you're starting the song over now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't stop.
Do you have the time to drink some Christmas wine? It's got spices and orange peels inside it.
Yeah.
I am one of those, a Santa Claus bro, and I live in the North Pole. Sometimes I can't find the tree.
Yes, there we are, sorry.
To put my good gifts underneath. I just keep wrapping up. I think I'm cracking up my Christmas cracker. And I'm just Christmas man. See Richard Jewell.
Christmas.
Yeah, and for the Vulture writers, my name's Sean Distin. For next year, let me know.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.